This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state no longer requires masks in many settings, including schools. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
In an updated public health order from the governor, face coverings are no longer required in any setting for children between the ages of 3 and 11. That would include schools and camps. They're also no longer required for unvaccinated people 12 and older in schools or Colorado Division of Motor Vehicle offices. Local public health departments could still require them. Masks are still required for unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated staff, residents, and visitors in jails, homeless shelters, and healthcare settings. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's a blood shortage across the country, especially for type O, the most commonly used in transfusions. In Colorado, nonprofit Vitalant tries to keep a four-day supply for hospitals at all times, but right now they have less than half that amount. Accidents around the 4th of July typically drive up demand for blood donations. A toxic algae bloom on a southern Colorado reservoir has state officials urging caution. That's at Deweese Reservoir in Custer County. Here's KRCC's Andrea Chalfin.
People and their pets should avoid contact with the water. Fishing is allowed, but state officials say anglers should avoid touching the water and properly clean and cook any fish they catch. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says blue-green algae is common as temperatures rise, but usually occurs in late summer. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.